Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, yesterday, big news as Joe Biden began to unveil some of the people that he will populate his government with, assuming he does take office on January 20th of next year. And somebody who has got a keen eye on the folks who will be in that administration. I don't want to put words in your mouth, Howard, but I'm thinking Howard Gutman is waiting for that phone call to say either you're going to join the cabinet or one of the senior advisory positions, or maybe Howard, Joe Biden has his eye on you for another prime ambassadorship, you know, to the Principality of Sealand or the Bahamas or something like that. How are you this morning?
I'm well. Good morning, John. If you hear from Joe Biden that he does, let me know, and I will. I'll be delighted to receive the news.
So, do you think you're going to join the administration? I mean, have you approached them and said you'd like to do that?
You know, I've already been in one at a certain level, and I've already turned down general counsels at every agency in 2008, and I turned down deputy secretary of one particular agency in 2008. So there would be, it would be very difficult for me to go in because there's not, you know, there's very limited positions at this point that I could.
There would be an advancement. Yeah. Or there would be an advancement in your career. I mean, having been an ambassador, I mean, a lot of people are ambassadors and then they get another prime ambassador spot. Is that kind of in the back of your mind? Like, wouldn't it be great to go to England or to Spain? Or,
you know, they're fabulous. Those are all fabulous countries, John. Indeed.
Okay. Well, tell me, because I know you are very well connected with the Obama-Biden crowd. Are you talking to them and maybe forwarding other people's resumes up to them? What do you think they're looking for?
Well, I mean, so a couple of things. First of all, the process is everybody is forwarding resumes through everyone. Washington is, you know, abuzz with that. What they're looking for so far, I mean, so far this cabinet existed for 4 years. 13 of President-elect Biden's 14 first appointments were people who have been on his staff before, either at the Senate or as vice president. You know, so Ron Klain was chief of staff for the vice president. Steve Ricchetti was counselor for the vice president. You know, Tony Blinken spent 6 years on his Senate staff. It just kind of so that's one thing is these people have been with the Biden world for a long time. But even when the Obama administration ended, most of them kind of stayed together in a cabinet and waiting. So it's not a secret. Politico has it today. Tony Blinken and Michelle Flournoy founded together a small strategic advisory group. I suspect, well, Tony is already the name for Secretary of State. It's no secret that Michelle Flournoy is the leading person for Secretary of Defense. Avril Haines was in that group. She's become the Director of National Intelligence. Dan Shapiro is in that group. He's being talked about going back to Israel. So these are old friends who are as experienced as anyone could be in Washington. You know, Tony was Deputy Secretary of State and did an unbelievable job. They were hoping Secretary Clinton would then move on in 2016, and they would move on. I suspect Tony would have moved up to Secretary of State from Deputy Secretary of State had Secretary Clinton succeeded President Obama. But there was this little four-year diversion here called the Trump administration. And now the people who were in position and is experienced and ready to continue are coming back.
Now, this is a question that I think the press would ask a Republican if they were in the position of taking over after a Democrat president. But it's rarely asked in reverse. So I'm going to hit you with it and just see what you say. Clearly, half the country is with Donald Trump and the general trajectory of his policies. Do you think that Joe Biden and the people that he is choosing to surround himself with will have any interest in paying attention to the desires of the other half, the horrible Trumpsters? Or is it a, hey, we won, we're going to resurrect the Obama policies and we're just going to roll with those and to heck with the rest of you?
Certainly, the Biden administration is as centrist an administration as I can imagine from either party. Sure, if you'd gotten a Romney in, you'd get a centrist Republican. There, Kasich, you could have gotten a centrist Republican, but we've got a centrist Democrat. Tony Blinken is as centrist and straightforward. These are not really, so far you haven't seen the Green New Deal emerging.
Well, these spots don't really deal with those, right? I mean, that we'll have to see Secretary of Energy and Transportation and Labor.
No, not really, not at all, because the Secretary of Energy will not make policy. The Secretary of Transportation won't make policy. I've said this a couple of times on the last few Saturdays on my show. Let me give a plug on As I See It at 10 o'clock on WRVA. I have explained several times that given that they don't have the Senate, the Democrats, when you don't have the Senate, then you can't get the people you really trust and advise into cabinet positions. You make them staffers that don't need Senate confirmation, and they run all your policy. And so the policy will be set by Ron Klain, who is now the chief of staff, Steve Ricchetti, who is now counselor to the president, Tony Blinken, who's the Secretary of State, will get confirmed, but has been he, along with Jake Sullivan, who is the national security advisor, they've been advising Biden on national and foreign policy for the last, since 2008. All these people have been advising since 2008, and these aren't left versus right. These aren't Green New Deal. But,
so you think those other secretaries will just wind up kind of being figureheads? Or?
Well, to some extent, they are people who are picked because they are confirmable. But they're people who will learn to get along with the Biden administration. But they aren't the people who for the last, 20 years and 30 years and have been working with the president in setting policy and the tone of who Joe Biden is, the centrist leaning. So it's not like, well, first of all, it works this way anyway. The person most likely to get confirmed as energy secretary will be someone least objectionable to the Republican centers, and that will work best with who Joe Biden is. So you're seeing what you're seeing right now. There's one hallmark for the appointees. They are all very experienced and very respected on both sides of the aisle. You won't see someone, John Cornyn attacking Tony Blinken because of he's too good to one side or the other side. He's just a diplomat. He's as experienced and seasoned a diplomat as we have. Janet Yellen is respected from her time at the Fed as the Treasury Secretary. No one's going to say, she's got a vendetta against corporate America or looking for tax hikes, or you're not seeing any of that. These are just as experienced and seasoned government
officials.
We'll
watch those tax hikes things. I never believe a Democrat when they say no tax hikes, but I'll put that aside. Everybody always assumes when you win, it's easy going, but you got to take care of the people who got you there. And there's no question that there was a progressive wing of the Democrat Party that wants a payoff. How does Joe Biden, if your assumption is right that he's going to pick people for these secretary positions that can actually get confirmed by Republicans, how does he pay off the progressives? I mean, I see them agitating a little bit, like, don't forget us, or we'll make you pay.
Of course, everyone wants to be represented. It's a diverse party, and you've seen that already. You've seen our UN rep is a very seasoned diplomat. I've known her for years. She's been in the State Department for 35 years, but
this
she's a black
Linda
woman.
This is Linda Thomas Greenfield.
Correct.
Okay.
The Secretary of Homeland Security is a Cuban American Latino, but Mayorkas is as experienced as anyone's been. He's been a U.S. attorney. He's been the Deputy Attorney General. He's been in Homeland Security. He's been as experienced as they come, but he's a Cuban American. Let's say if you don't have the full Green New Deal, but you do have a Biden administration wedded to joining the Paris climate deal the first day, that's hardly revolutionary politics. That is what virtually every country in the world has done. So sometimes you can satisfy different wings of your party by making sure that your cabinet and appointees look like America and your party. There's black, brown, women, men, gays, you know, the full gamut.
You think he brings in some kind of crazy left-wing staffers and tries to appease them by saying, hey, you'll have a seat at the table. You won't be the person with the picture in the lobby of the agency, but we're going to make sure you're here.
There are no crazy left-wing staffers because, as I told you, 13 of the 14 first appointees, which were basically the White House staff, have been on Joe Biden's staff for a long time when he was just a senator. And I don't think anyone would ever have accused Joe Biden as a senator that he was that crazy left-wing senator from Delaware. We're not talking the Bernie Sanders, of Delaware here. And we know, I mean, that's what I told you during the campaign. That's what we were getting, just seasoned government. Not exciting. There's not going to be any tweets. There's not going to be one day we're going to declare we're pulling out of an accord that the entire world is in, but it's going to be solid, responsible, bipartisan serving government.
Well, we'll see about the bipartisan thing, but what's the next big announcement for Biden, you think? He's kind of filling out that top rung of international affairs. When we get to the domestic issues, do you like the Secretary
of Energy? Interesting one.
Yeah.
Here's the interesting one. The group that was announced, Avril Haines, Director of National Intelligence, Jake is National Security Advisor, Tony is Secretary of State. You were supposed to have a Secretary of Defense and Janet Yellen, the Treasury. You would have expected the announcement of Secretary of Defense yesterday.
That's true.
And everyone largely, I said on 3 weeks ago on As I See It on Saturday morning, I said Tony Blinken will be our Secretary of State, Jake Sullivan will be our National Security Advisor, and Michelle Flournoy will be our Secretary of Defense. So I've said it for 3 weeks. Somehow Michelle Flournoy didn't come out yesterday. So if you're looking at the inside baseball, you got to wonder, did something come up that maybe there's a last-minute push, maybe to my friend Jay Johnson, who was a friend of mine at Paul Weiss, was a lawyer and then became Homeland Security head, and maybe now he went from general counsel of DOD under Obama's first term to head of Homeland Security in Obama's second term, but been a lawyer. You know, I practiced law, not in my firm, but together, you know, in cases with Jay for years. And does he come back as Secretary of Defense? Is that a last-minute push for him as opposed to Michelle Flournoy? I don't know.
We'll keep watching, and I'm running out of time, but here's my last question. 30 seconds, and it's I think you'll love this one. What are the chances that Donald Trump takes his court challenges to the Supreme Court and actually has all of these ballots in key states thrown out and stays as president next year?
Zero. It's the compound question. Takes it to the Supreme Court. You can always petition for cert. You can always go do it. So far, there isn't a single challenge that has any remote chance of changing the election because you just look at the nature of the challenges. They're not there. So for to get through your entire question, the possibility is zero. He isn't even doing it for that. Again, as I said, and as you see it, he's now doing this fight, raising the money above the PAC limits for the 2024 campaign. So as I've explained for weeks on the show, the 2024 campaign started at least 3 weeks ago when he knew it wasn't there. But if he could raise this money, if he can get Rona McDaniel back at the DNC and fill the coffer at the RNC and fill the coffers, he will prevent any real primary challenge. Right now, 53% of your party favors Trump in 2024. Second place is Mike Pence at 12%. Third place, Donald Jr. at 8%. Nikki Haley and Pompeo didn't even register. That's what's going on now, not a real fight to win 2020.
Very interesting. And you'll be on this Saturday?
This Saturday, 10 to 11 on WRVA. And you can follow me on Twitter at TheHowardGutman. And if you tweet me some questions, I will even start opening the phones.
Awesome. Well, I've enjoyed listening to you on the weekends. And, it's always good to do some Oppo research and listening to you as a part of my plan with that. Howard Gutman, our resident liberal, he does host his own show from 10 to 11 here on WRVA every Saturday. Thanks, Howard. I appreciate it. And glad
Thanks,
to talk
John.
To you.
Take care.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.